Alors bonjour, bienvenue à tous. Je suis David Eidelman, vice-principal à la santé et aux affaires médicales et doyen de la faculté de médecine. I'm absolutely delighted to be able to host this event together with our principal and vice chancellor, Heather Monroe Bloom, and the associate dean of nursing, Hélène Iser. This is a great day, and I'm very pleased to be able to welcome so many people who are interested in nursing and in the university to join us today. I particularly want to highlight the presence of our Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, and give a particularly warm welcome to Richard and Sakato Ingram and their entire family who are here on this great occasion. J'aimerais souligner la présence. J'aimerais souligner la présence de Monsieur le Ministre Jeffrey Kelly. I'd like to point out the presence of Sean Clark, Susan French, board members, colleagues from the MUHC, from the Jewish General, from St. Mary's, the Douglas, and from our entire healthcare network, members of the media, les membres des médias, our special friends and colleagues. Today, thanks to a transformative gift from the Newton Foundation, one of our most passionate benefactors, the School of Nursing is marking a new beginning. The Newton Foundation's founders, entrepreneur and philanthropist Richard Ingram, together with his wife Sakato, take to heart the major role of nursing practice, education, research in our Quebec healthcare system. And this foundation was created, in fact, to promote academic nursing excellence here in Quebec. Today, thanks to their vision, we are publicly launching the McGill Nursing Collaborative Program for Education and Innovation in Patient and Family-Centered Care. This, together with a new chair, the Susan E. French Chair in Nursing Research and Innovative Practice, named for one of Canada's nursing leaders and a former director of our school. The McGill Collaborative Nursing Program combines our strengths in nursing at McGill, the McGill University Health Center, and the Jewish General Hospital in a unique partnership with the goal of continuously improving the care we provide to patients. It brings together nurses in clinical practice, education, research, administration, and graduate training at McGill and the hospitals to tackle key areas of need in our community, including pain management and issues facing the elderly. It will build on the leadership of McGill's graduate program and increase the recruitment of top students, nurse specialists, and researchers here in Quebec on our campus and in our teaching hospitals. The Susan E. French Chair, to be held by Sean Clark, who is an expert in health policy and hospital quality and safety, will build on our strong tradition of evidence-based clinical research and improve outcomes for patients here and internationally. À McGill, les sciences infirmières sont à l'avant-garde des sciences de la santé depuis leur création il y a quelques cent ans. Mais malgré le rôle majeur que l'école a joué au fil des ans, elle a dû battre pour survivre. Mais cette ère est maintenant révolue. In recent years, the school has thrived and, in fact, has grown dramatically from 175 students in 2001 to no less than 650 today, with new graduate programs and collaborations targeting society's current and future needs. School continues at the vanguard with new practitioner programs in neonatology and primary care, and in the work our students are doing with underserved communities both here and abroad. Avec le formidable élan que lui donne la Fondation Newton et l'investissement crucial que le gouvernement du Québec a fait plus tôt cette année pour rénover les installations de l'école, celle-ci pourra continuer à former de personnel infirmier professionnel et des chercheurs exceptionnels pour le bien des Québécois et de l'ensemble de la société. The role of nursing is expanding in our healthcare system, and it must, as it must, and McGill, with its partners, is exceptionally proud to lead the way. This gift will help establish Quebec as a hub of nursing innovation, and as Mr. Ingram, who always tells me he's the nursing guy, says, one day we'll have a Nobel Prize in nursing. Maybe it'll be here. It's important to note that this gift from the Newton Foundation is only the most recent of several gifts that have demonstrated the commitment of this foundation to the profession of nursing in Quebec. The foundation's Eureka Fellowships and additional chairs, including one co-founded through the FRSQ for McGill University of Montréal, are equally crucial in raising the profile of nursing here and internationally and creating new knowledge in the field. So we're not just celebrating the McGill gift today, but a larger commitment to nursing here in Quebec. So I would like to invite our principal and vice chancellor, Heather Monroe-Bloom, together with our associate dean of the School of Nursing, Hélène Easer, Richard Ingram, and Sakato Ingram, to join me here on the stage. Come on over. So, in recognition of the Ingrams' tremendous support of nursing across Quebec over the years, I'm pleased to announce that the McGill School of Nursing will henceforth be known as the Ingram School of Nursing. And this is where the banner is supposed to fall down, and I'm supposed to say, voilà. L'École des sciences infirmières Ingram. Alors, j'invite maintenant notre principale Heather Monroe-Bloom, une spécialiste chevronnée en épidémiologie psychiatrique qui a consacré sa carrière à l'avancement de l'enseignement supérieur, de la science et de l'innovation au Canada et à l'échelle mondiale, à prendre la parole. Madame la principale.
Bonjour, chers amis, chers collègues, invités distingués. Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Chancellor Emerita Greta Chambers, our colleagues from our wonderful hospitals, Dr. Hartley Stern, Dr. Arvind Joshi, Madame Lynn McVeigh, it's fantastic that you're here today. And of course, Ingram family, merci infiniment. C'est vraiment incroyable que vous avez fait. Merci, merci. This is, as the dean has said, a really critical moment for McGill. I think it's a critical moment for healthcare delivery, for knowledge generation, for service, for health prevention. And I want to pay special recognition, along with recognizing Madame Easer, our head of nursing here at McGill, to Dr. Sue French. And to show that what goes around comes around, Dr. French and I worked together at McMaster University a long time ago, and as a caution to all of us who are undertaking this wonderful new venture together, our hospitals, the government of Quebec, McGill University, and of course the Ingram family, the cautionary tale is that when Sue French and I met back in the 1970s, nursing was on the rise as a profession that would give leadership to healthcare delivery. Interdisciplinary teams of healthcare delivery were becoming the norm, and Canada was established as truly the best healthcare deliverer in the world. Unfortunately, over the decades that followed, for all kinds of reasons that demand a symposium in their own right, it is true that interdisciplinary teams fell off, that nursing had to fight for survival in the healthcare system and in the academy of faculties of health sciences and faculties of medicine, and that we've had to regroup anew to determine how to give leadership in the healthcare field for this generation and those to come. What is fantastic is that Dr. Sue French has been an ambassador and leader in doing this for decades, and Sue, I couldn't be prouder than I am that the Ingrams have chosen to recognize you in this way. Could you just stand up a minute and be recognized? We know it takes an extraordinary team to generate success and to make a real difference in society. But without leaders at the individual level, it simply couldn't happen. The Ingram family, I'd like to, Minister Kelly, recognize you and the commitment of the Quebec government, our hospital leaders, and those across our hospitals. It's fantastic that Madame Lynn McVeigh has gone from heading nursing at the Jewish General to being the CEO of the Douglas Hospital. So I see this moment as a moment where we undertake to steward this remarkable gift, a remarkable commitment to growing the next generation of leaders in nursing, to growing the next generation of interdisciplinary teams that work on a model of respect and reciprocity, and to making a commitment as a university that has over half of our enterprise vested in the health sciences, that we will lead, as the Dean has said, in family medicine, in developing nurse practitioners, in developing the knowledge and the service and patient-client orientation that will really bring us back again into world leadership in this important field, something that we're so well prepared to do. So with that, I won't keep you from our main event of continuing to recognize our donors, but without Richard Ingram's absolutely steadfast, determined commitment with his wife, Satoko, and the Family Foundation, we wouldn't be here today, and it shows the very best of the kind of collaboration that comes out of great philanthropy, great commitment on the part of individuals to leadership, a fantastic collaboration with McGill University and our hospitals and the government and people of Quebec. And if we can start here and do this well, the capacity to generalize these directions and to spread out the leadership will be enormous. Merci infiniment à vous tous. Merci, Richard and Satoko. And I'd like to now invite Richard Ingram and Satoko to come up and receive a gift in recognition of this very important day. And now we get to hear from Richard Ingram.
Principal Monroe Bloom, Chancellor Steinberg, Dean Eidelman, eminent faculty and scholars, distinguished guests, and especially all you nurses out there. This day is yours. Quelle belle journée pour la science infirmière. Quelle belle journée pour les populations desservies. Just this morning, I told my wonderful wife, Satoko, that never in my wildest dreams did I think we would ever be here, to which she replied that I'd never been in her wildest dreams. But here we are indeed. We are thrilled and deeply, deeply honored to have our family's name associated with McGill's School of Nursing. It is a high tribute we never sought nor expected, which makes it all the more endearing. Why pick nursing is the oft-asked question. Pourquoi la science infirmière? I disappeared, didn't I? Ma réponse, ma réponse sort d'une réflexion évoluée pendant beaucoup d'années. C'est celle-ci. Il me semble que nous, le peuple, agissant comme des individus, souvent transmettons notre gratitude directement aux infirmières et infirmiers pour les soins qu'ils et qu'elles nous fournissent. De l'autre côté, nous, le peuple, agissant comme une société, restons muets et sourds aux leurs besoins des ressources requises pour livrer à nous notre propre bien-être. At a time when nursing has few contenders to its historical claim of being the oldest calling of the human species, and at this time when nursing is perennially ranked at or near the top of the POPS charts, why does nursing languish near the bottom of the rankings for targeted philanthropy? Why? We do not know the answer, but this is why we have chosen to focus on a profession rather than a disease. And after all, in the words of Sarah Moss Wolf, nurses are one of the few blessings of being ill. McGill's leadership has rallied its staff, its faculty, its governance structures, its donors, its teaching hospitals, and the government of Quebec to make today's celebration the most spectacular in its nursing history. Over a decade ago, Abe Fuchs had the insight into the youthful Susan French, the foresight into the School of Nursing, and as dean, the oversight to recruit her back to McGill to direct it. Upon arrival, Dr. French set to work immediately convoking 55 senior nurse leaders from the school, from the clinical teaching venues, and from the CLSCs to a two-day symposium in Saint-Jérôme. The goal was simple: bring focus and cohesion to the forward path of McGill Nursing. Today, the early results are in. D'abord, the first in Canada fully endowed chair established at McGill to lead its graduate education. Deuxième, another first, the structure called the Collaborative, brilliantly conceived by Dean Rich Levin and animated by the Susan E. French Chair. The Collaborative will organize the clinical portion of graduate education and research at all levels. Troisième, the arrival of Dr. Sean Clark, internationally acclaimed nurse scientist and outstanding exemplar of McGill's direct entry Master of Nursing Science program, which is still the only one of its kind in Canada and which regularly develops a disproportionately high number of future nurse leaders. Quatrième, the announcement by the Quebec government of its multi-million dollar grant to the renovation of Wilson Hall, which houses the schools of nursing and social work. As you can see, McGill has attracted significant new resources to academic nursing. It behooves each and every beneficiary to wring the maximum benefit from their part of it so as to strengthen the case for renewable funding. We call on all these nurses to seek out and pursue with all your wits and energy the most promising opportunities. If you do this, as long as any of its funds remain, Newton Foundation will accompany you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ingram. It's great to hear from the nursing guy. Now we're going to hear from my colleague, Associate Dean Helen Easer, who is the director of the School of Nursing, distinguished individual in her own right, a graduate of McGill, Université Montréal, who is going to tell us her point of view on this fabulous day. Helen?
I must begin by telling you how much a privilege this is to mark such a historic event, not only for nursing and the Faculty of Medicine, but also for McGill University. I would like to express my appreciation to the principal and Vice Chancellor Heather Monroe Bloom, to the Dean of my faculty, Dr. Eidelman, to Richard Ingram and to Susan French for believing in us and for making these events possible. I would also like to note that we have many honored guests in this room, and I thank those of you who have put so much effort into making this happen. Among you are our advisory committee is Jeff Kelly, who is the elected representative for Jacques Cartier, who has a daughter who's in nursing. So. And so thanks to all of you who made what seemed an impossible dream turn into a remarkable reality. But today this is more about single things. It's about a community. It's about the school and the entire McGill nursing community. These are exciting times for us. We are the largest group of professionals working in the healthcare system, and our reach is very large. We work with people in their homes, in institutional settings, in community-based organizations, and we deal with issues that span the lifetime. And not only problems, we also talk about healing, we also talk about health promotion and living better lives. These are our values. They're inherent in who we are. Aujourd'hui, nous célébrons non seulement l'École des sciences infirmières, mais aussi le réseau des soins infirmiers dans les hôpitaux de l'Université McGill. Les infirmières font partie des soins prodigués à travers tout le réseau du système de la santé, que ce soit avec les tout-petits ou aux plus âgés. Notre préoccupation a toujours été et continuera d'être de fournir aux patients et leurs familles les meilleurs soins possibles. We've always been concerned about best care. As the scope of nursing practice has increased, the role that it plays is becoming increasingly important and increasingly evident in the society at large, as you've heard before. But there are many challenges ahead. We must now assume a new responsibility for educating all nurses at the bachelor's level. This has been a long time coming, a big event, but a really very important event. We must prepare advanced practice nurse clinicians and researchers both at the doctoral and master's level, to provide the kind of research that will guide practice into the future. We are already a well-structured nursing team. The graduates of our programs will join the cadre of leaders who must respond to the changing needs of the population and must develop different models of care delivery. Nursing leaders are even now re-examining processes within their institutions. and are changing the way nursing manpower is used and care is delivered. Nursing administrators are managing cost centers and ensuring that nursing capacity meets the needs of patients in specialized areas. Nurse practitioners are needed in large numbers also in primary care. I think this has been one of the most visible things on the recent agenda, on recent media work. But all of these challenges can only happen by our working together. Nursing has always been a we profession, and in no place more so than in the academic milieu at McGill. We share among us a set of values and beliefs that we bring to the practice of our discipline. We partner and collaborate with patients and families. We see each patient and family situation as unique and needing individualized care. We work closely with our colleagues within nursing and other disciplines. We believe that we need to care during illness and to focus on health at the same time. We believe in working with the strengths in all persons and in all situations. And as we move forward today, we can say we believe in each other. Notre capacité de répondre aux défis est reliée étroitement avec notre habilité d'engager nos partenaires, nos collègues dans les universités québécoises, les nombreux chercheurs qui s'intéressent aux soins de la santé, ainsi que nos étudiants et nos gradués. And we are not alone. Over the past few years, we have been lucky to have had a partner and advocate in Richard Ingram. Thank you, Richard, for your patience and commitment to providing this financial support that will allow us to raise the productivity and the profile of nursing at McGill. We will keep you informed regularly of our progress. Now, there is another person who has been a key player in this donation, a partner, a friend, and a colleague, and that is Dr. Susan French. So you've already been introduced to this wonderful lady who has quite a background. She is still a McGill professor and is still a partner in the work that we're doing. Susan French is a BN graduate and a faculty member at the school. She completed her master's studies at Boston University in psychiatry and her doctoral studies at the University of Toronto in education. She has been actively involved in the development of undergraduate and graduate programs at McMaster and was the director of the School of Nursing from 1980 to 90. She is a strong advocate for academic nursing, was the chair of the task force that developed the Canada-wide accreditation program for nursing, which is really a star on the nursing horizon. Dr. French has had extensive international experience and was the key player in a number of projects with the Aga Khan University in Pakistan and with the nursing regulation bodies there. Her work there received continuous funding from CETA for a period of 20 years. She has been a consultant on the development of nursing in Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Kenya, and most recently in Bangladesh. And she does this with amazing energy. She has received national and international recognition for her contributions to nursing. The school was lucky, as Abe said, to have her return to McGill in 2001 as its director. In fact, she has also never left us. She has continued to serve as a tenured professor and has been my sounding board and supporter as we moved forward with the nursing collaborative process. It is my pleasure to introduce you formally to Susan.
I was the only one that was not programmed to say anything. I'm sorry. I just want to say thank you to the Newton Foundation and to McGill for honoring me with my name to be placed on this chair. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity for nursing, and I'm just so very thankful that I have lived to see this day, that nursing at McGill would have an endowed chair, plus the collaborative. I really think that the future of nursing is that integration of our education, practice, and research. And that's what this is all about. And thank you. I'm very privileged to have been part of this. And I look forward to seeing what happens in the future. Thank you.
Ah, that box. This box, Leo? So I'm getting all kinds of hints about what I'm supposed to be doing that aren't in my notes. But one of the things I'm supposed to be doing is presenting you with this. Which I finally managed to do decently.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
So I think.
Yeah,
maybe we just take it out for a second.
Oh, we should take it out. Good. Don't drop it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, there it is.
Is that a good shot?
Good.
Okay, here. Right. Put that in before I break something else.
Thank you. I get to come back twice. This is another treat for me. You've heard Sean Clark's name mentioned all in very grand capacities as a senior researcher, and he is a star researcher internationally, innovative in his ideas, and full of energy. Sean, for me, is that for sure, but he's also a former student. So we shared many interesting, laughable, and growth-type events together. So it is really a pleasure for me that Sean was recruited back here. It just seemed to be right. And I have to thank him because people don't make the trip from Toronto to Montreal that often. And he moved the whole family here, who I hope are all happy and settled. So I will not go into a great depth about his work. You've heard a little bit about it. But we certainly hope that he's going to continue in the things that he's done before, that he is going to work closely with our master's and doctoral students, that the research projects will increase in depth and continuity, and that this will make a huge difference to the care that we give. Sean.
Leo tells me that you get one of these too.
Good morning. Thank you all so much for coming, and thank you so much to the organizers of this event for giving me a few minutes to address you. Je vous remercie tous de votre présence. Je suis tellement content d'être retour à McGill et à Montréal, et je suis si fier d'être le premier titulaire de la chaire de recherche, Susan French, et le premier directeur du programme de collaboration en sciences infirmières de McGill. I'd like to quickly get to what you can expect to see in the coming years. But first, I'd like to tell you why I'm so humbled to be up here this morning and why I'm so excited about this initiative. As Helen just told you, I'm a proud product of this McGill nursing community. My training as a clinician was here under the close watch of educators and expert clinicians who have been developing a distinctive model of practice over decades. My PhD training, also at the School of Nursing, was directed by world-class scholars who helped connect me with the best courses, committee members, and research resources here at this university and around the city. I have been the personal beneficiary of the many strengths of this community. I've carried exceptional training and solid values from McGill with me in my professional journey in the years since graduation, for which I'm so grateful. So in terms of what comes next for the collaborative and the chair and the Ingram School of Nursing, I'd like to offer you some of my vision. In the next years, we will build on the exceptional relationships between the university and the practice field that McGill Nursing is famous for. We're going to keep experimenting in clinical practice, and we're going to evaluate the outcomes. We would become even more of an international destination for research training at all levels in nursing, including postdoctoral fellowships. And we're going to continue building collaborations with researchers and clinicians across the campus, around the province, and the world. Quand on sort de nos locaux du centre-ville et de nos hôpitaux à la recherche de partenaires, nous chercherons toujours la collaboration de nos collègues au Québec d'abord, et en particulier, nous chercherons à resserrer nos liens avec la Faculté des sciences infirmières de l'Université de Montréal, la plus importante du monde francophone. Over the next years, we will work even harder to ensure that our clinicians and clinical agencies keep their place at the heart of our community's efforts to develop the knowledge needed to solve healthcare's most pressing problems. Our clinical partners' perspectives and expertise will continue to be felt in new ways. Assisted by the collaborative, our researchers and teachers will tap even deeper into the possibilities inherent in working at one of the planet's premier research universities and academic health sciences networks and in one of its most dynamic cities and societies. Our students will continue to witness the operation of a very special community of scholars and practitioners, a community in the true sense of the word, and we'll have even more opportunities to be involved in the integration of practice and scholarship. Just as those who came before them, they will continue to be socialized as leaders who put patients and families at the center of care and who understand how to use inquiry and data to change care delivery for the good. And our graduates will take away, as always, clinical and leadership skills that will take them anywhere they choose in healthcare. And many of them will find their futures right here in Quebec. In short, the work ahead is to strengthen the ties on the inside of this amazing community, build new bridges to outside our discipline and our institutions, and to imagine and create a new future for ourselves. In the end, we want to maximize the impact of our work in all three spheres, research, education, and practice. Je tiens à remercier tous ceux qui ont travaillé si fort pour établir la chaire et le programme de collaboration et qui m'ont offert cette occasion de toute une vie. J'aimerais aussi remercier tout le monde ici dans la pièce qui me connaît depuis si longtemps, des fois depuis 20 ans, de leur soutien au cours des années. Et j'aimerais remercier mes nouveaux amis, collègues et collaborateurs de leur accueil si chaleureux. I can't wait to get started on this exciting work together. Thank you so much.
Wow.
C'est évident pourquoi nous sommes tellement fiers du travail de l'École des sciences infirmières Ingram. And how great a day this is. I think Sean just set the tone. Before closing, I just want to remind everybody that none of this, the Susan French Chair, the Collaborative Initiative, Sean, all these things wouldn't have been possible without the generosity of the Newton Foundation and the collaboration of our partners in the hospitals, who together have demonstrated their deep commitment to the importance of nursing education research here in Quebec. So thank you again for that. On behalf of the faculty, the university, and the entire community, I want to thank you. And with that, I wish you a good rest of the day. Merci à tous.